Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another fabulous edition of the Appraisal Buzzcast. With me, as always, is the host, Hal Humphreys. Hal, welcome in.
Thank you, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We have an episode today on AMCs and appraisers working together through this low volume, and we have Ryan Riveras from Accelerated Appraisal Management joining us. Welcome in, Ryan.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. Grateful to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, Ryan. Thank you for taking the time. Ryan, why don't you do us a favor, and just for those people out there in appraisal land that don't know exactly who you are, you know, you're the CEO of Accelerated Appraisal Management Company, but tell us how you got into this business, how long you've been involved in the appraisal business. Kind of tell us your backstory.
Yeah, sure. So by profession, I'm a certified residential appraiser in Arizona, Minnesota, Michigan, Virginia. I'm also a trainer here in Arizona, but I started back in 2005 training as an appraiser, and then built my appraisal company up through one of the hardest economic recessions through non-lender work. And as I built these processes and systems and had some success with it, I decided to get into the appraisal management side because it was more scalable.
And you've been running an appraisal management company for how long?
We've been in business since 2014. And okay. So it's been, right, you know, busy. We started just in Arizona. We grew regionally. And then just in the last several years, we've become a national all 50 state appraisal management company.
Okay, very good. Well, let's do this. I'm going to take a real quick break, and we're going to go hear from one of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
LIA Administrators and Insurance Services, serving valuation professionals since 1978. We provide E&O insurance with a commitment to superior customer service, outstanding liability education, and unmatched claim defense, benefiting over 10,000 real estate professionals nationwide. Explore our exclusive appraiser liability education by Peter Christensen and cost-effective seminars designed to foster your growth. Our underwriters, with an average of 26 years of experience each, are dedicated to supporting appraisers. Visit liability.com to discover how LIA can safeguard your business.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Appraisal Buzz. I'm Hal Humphreys. I'm joined today by Ryan Riveras. He is CEO of Accelerated Appraisal Management Company. Ryan, you made the jump from appraisal office to the dark side of appraisal management back in 2014. You've been at this for a while. Talk to me a little bit about this current market. It's a little bit slow. Some appraisers are hurting right now, trying to figure out how to get business. The whole industry is seeing low volumes due to a number of reasons, but talk to me about what that means for appraisal management companies and what it means for appraisers. And I'm totally kidding about the dark side. Appraisal management companies that treat appraisers well are absolutely necessary to the process. But talk to us about the market and what you're seeing in the market for appraisers and AMCs.
Sure. Appraisers that work for us love working for us. I think probably because I come from the appraiser side, and that's important to us. So, but what we're seeing is a slower turn of orders than back from 2007 to 2009. So when it got super slow then, it's even slower now. Obvious interest rates are at a, historic low. Obviously they've been much lower or higher, 12-16% before, but in the last, 15 years, we haven't seen interest rates like this before. And so with that, with an elevated home price, because we saw a big boom in prices, it's really hurt the sellers, the buyers, to be able to get in a home. I think I saw something on the news that talked about the $500,000 range home at interest rates where they are now compared to where they were. It's an extra $1,500 a month. It's just not affordable. And so with low inventory, there's just no home, there's just no appraisals getting ordered. So it's making it really tough.
Right. And, you mentioned earlier that you started your appraisal business and you started doing non-lender work. And that is obviously a really good place for appraisers to look right now. I know a lot of appraisers that have gotten into the business since 2008 or 9 have no idea what that looks like. And I'm curious about this. I don't know the answer, so I'm just going to ask something I'm not sure about. But as an appraisal management company, do you deal with non-lender work at all, or is all of your work lender work?
Sure, we do non-lender work. We do commercial work. However, what happened was we were getting a lot of phone calls for appraisers asking for work. And it started kind of breaking my heart. You know, the office, we were just like, oh my God, goodness, like, what are we going to do? You know, these appraisers are just trying to pay their bills. So I started, as a group, we were discussing, like, how can we help them? And then some of the people that work here still, you know, were working with me back from 2007, you know, long time ago. And they're like, you know, Ryan, how were you so busy back then? And I was like, non-lender work. And I was like, that's it. So I put together this book at sevenfigureappraiser.com to help appraisers learn how to grow their business in non-lender work. And so it goes into great detail how to market yourself, what you need to do, who you need to go after. And it's been selling great. It's cheap. It's like $34, $35. And it literally walks them through how to remarket themselves and shift their business and break away from the dark side AMCs. You know, I honestly think that having a more self-reliant appraiser out there, one that doesn't only rely on people like us for business, makes a stronger appraiser, a better appraiser for everyone. It just gives them more experience and gets rid of that desperation that I've lived through at the very beginning when I first started.
Yeah, and it can be terrifying if you're just starting out, but I think it can probably be even more terrifying if you've been used to getting orders in the door without much effort at all. And now, you know, the volume is so slow. A lot of appraisers and a lot of appraisal management companies aren't seeing the volume they were seeing. So it can be terrifying when appraisers look at the situation. Let's do this. I'm going to take a real quick break. We're going to hear from another one of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Need a profitable PDC solution for your clients? Jaro's appraisal management software makes the process faster and easier. With Jaro, you can order standard appraisals, inspections, and hybrids, all on one seamless platform. The software also gives you everything you need to manage new vendors by taking care of background checks and letting you shop from a pre-vetted panel of inspectors with a wide range of credentials. Get started with Jaro today at tryjaro, that's tryjaro.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Hal Humphries. You're listening to The Appraisal Buzz. I've got Ryan Riveras here with me today. Ryan is the head of an AMC. Ryan, we've been talking about, you know, it's a low volume out there for a lot of appraisers and AMCs. And, you know, I made a crack early on about the dark side of AMC work. You graciously went along with that crack. Here's the thing. I have found that AMCs that started with actual appraisers tend to treat appraisers more reasonably. And you said earlier that the appraisers that work for you love working for you because you come from that appraisal background. We talked before the break about your book, The Seven-Figure Appraiser, and how you talk about some tips that appraisers can employ to get non-lender work. But let's talk about right now, AMCs and appraisers, how can we work together through these kind of tight times to ensure that we're all in business?
Sure. I think the approach is just trying to keep the appraisers busy. You know, we're obviously going to do our side and try to bring on new clients on a national level. And we are bringing on new clients. We're actually bringing on more clients than we have in the last 3 years right now, which is great. That being said, volume is so low that it's not reflecting what's happening on our side. So our approach was, how do we keep these appraisers in business? How do we keep these appraisers paying their bills? And that's why we wanted to create sevenfigureappraiser.com to help appraisers during the super slow time. Because I talk to attorneys all the time, and there's work out there. There's work out there for divorces. Divorces are happening every single day. Estate planning, there's people are dying or planning their estate every single day. And these attorneys need appraisals. And so I had an appraiser, you know, call me, and he was like, you know, I've done this before and I'm not busy, you know? And he was saying, I was like, how many attorneys have you reached out to? And he was like, 18. And I'm like, okay, like it's not a lot, but it's 18. When was the last time you spoke to them? You know? And he was like, just a few months ago, I called and I introduced myself. And I'm like, all right, problem number one, like, let's just do a quick Google search. I Google searched his area, and there was 370 of divorce attorneys in his area. And I was walking him through, because I offer this mentorship program, and I was walking him through how to market with them. You know, you should be in front of them regularly, like on a weekly basis, whether it's an email or a phone call. Then we went into his email, and it was something. It was like big fridge 1972 at yahoo.com. And I was like, oh boy. You know, like, yeah. It should say your first name at your business. And then we walked through his website, you know, we configured all that. And now he looks like this professional appraiser set for non-lender work. And his volume immediately went up immediately. And so the work's out there. So that's what we're trying to do as an AMC. We're going to be just fine. We've positioned ourselves to get through this market, but how can we take care of the appraisers? So we developed sevenfigureappraiser.com for them.
Okay, good. And here's the thing. I want all of our listeners to keep this in mind. Rates are higher than they have been in a long time.
Yep.
Home prices are higher than they have been in my neighborhood ever.
Right.
But markets go up and markets go down. The rates won't stay high forever. They may go a little bit higher. They may go a little lower. We don't know. But the market adjusts. You know, everybody figures out how this thing works. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned earlier was basically the inventory supply side for real estate is really low right now. So
Yes. As
we get more product available on the market, I think maybe you start to see some prices coming down. God only knows what the rates are going to do. But again, we've seen it go up. We've seen it go down. Ryan, tell me this. If you could say one thing to real estate appraisers that you want to make sure they're doing right now in this kind of slow time, what would that one thing be?
Market yourself to non-lender potential clients. Visit sevenfigureappraiser.com. Go market yourself to attorneys. I promise you, you can make yourself more busy that way than you could ever with an AMC. And then when the rates come down and we get busy again, now you're going to be very picky with what appraisals you take from the AMC. You can pick and choose because you're going to be getting steady work from your attorney clients. Which happens, by the way, pays more.
It does. It pays considerably more. Let me ask you this, and this is off script. I have not prepped you for this, but Is there a model where an AMC could market on a national level to attorneys to get in work that they could then part out to appraisers across the country? Is that a feasible model? Is that something?
Yeah, no, and we do that. We're actually working on a partnership with a very large estate planning attorney's office on a national level. And so that work will eventually start coming in, but that's not going to start till 2024. There's nothing like it of its kind out there. So I can't go into much detail other than, yes, we're going to start receiving a lot of estate planning appraisals nationwide.
I love that. And that's an example of an AMC thinking outside of the box, because appraisal management companies came into existence as kind of a middleman between lending institutions and appraisers to maintain that independence. Mm-hmm. But you know, when everybody's slow, you got to think in different terms and look for different kinds of work. So nice work, Ryan. I'm glad to hear that. Ryan Riveras, thank you so much for taking the time to be with me. You know, your appraisal management company is Accelerated Appraisal Management Company. Are you based out of Arizona?
We are. We're based out of Scottsdale. You can find us at acceleratedamc.com.
Okay, great. Again, thank you for taking the time. I think there's a chance we might have an anonymous appraiser question. Jim Morrison, do we by chance have an anonymous appraiser question?
Yes, we do. And this was posted at the Appraisal Buzz forum. This person asks, they said, recently I heard there was a trainee who spent over a year working for a supervisor, but later found out the supervisor never took the supervisor trainee course. As a result, all the work hours couldn't be recognized by the licensing board. What would you recommend to someone that had this happen? Also, if you're a trainee looking for a mentor, what questions should you be asking so that this can't happen to you?
First and foremost, you need to go to your board, your local board, and they should have a list of who's a licensed or a registered appraiser trainer. And then check it periodically to make sure. But the board should notify you because here in Arizona, you have to hang your trainee license with that trainer. So if something happens with that trainer, some type of disciplinary action, they should notify you. But if they don't, check it regularly. Looking for a trainee, which we get these questions a lot, you literally just got to print out your list. And then from there, just start calling, marketing yourself, talk to that appraiser about how you're going to, you know, improve their business model, how you're going to bring in more work, even as a trainee, you know, through marketing yourself, through non-lender work, through AMCs. And that's what I suggest in trying to land a trainee position.
Yeah, I think that's right. And as far as what to do immediately, you know, due to the fact that your mentor didn't have the trainee or the trainer credentials, I don't know. That's incredibly frustrating. You know, you can reach out to your state board and see if there's anything they could do for you. If you got the experience time, I don't know what the answer is to that. I will say there are some other options for people coming into the business. You know, Perea is alive and well, active these days. You can go check out Perea. Aside from that, like Ryan said, just, you know, check on the person who is mentoring you and make sure that they have the credentials to do that.
Yes.
That's really frustrating. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yes. You know, that's a lot of time and a lot of money lost. I feel terrible.
Yeah. I think one of the problems is people are so desperate to find somebody who will agree to mentor them that they just say, oh, you said yes? Okay. And don't ask any other follow-up questions. And I know that you're desperate to find someone to mentor you, but you still need to protect yourself.
Yeah. If any of your listeners or followers have any questions about trying to find a trainer, feel free to have them call me. I'm happy to take the call. My line is always open to kind of just walk them through on how to market themselves to a potential trainer. It's not difficult. It takes a lot of phone calls, but it's not difficult. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah. And I would say for people that are in that situation, if you want to meet mentors, join us at Valuation Expo. I mean, you've got an amazing group of boots on the ground appraisers there that are, look, they're probably a notch above in terms of professionalism. They're taking the time out of their schedule to come to a conference and see what's going on in the industry, to meet the vendors and lenders. That's going to be the people you want to talk to for mentors. So check out the conferences, do that thing, network. And much like, you know, Ryan, you were talking about getting attorney work. 300 something attorneys in a town, you send 18 emails, you don't hear back. You're like, I can't get this work. Look, it takes a lot of work to get new clients. And that trickles over into, if you're a trainee and you're looking for a mentor, it's going to take a lot of work to find someone to mentor you. So again, for the person that asked the question, I'm terribly sorry you're in this situation. I don't know what the answer is for right now, but going forward, you know, ask them the right questions. Ask them, do they have the credentials to train you? Are they recognized by the state as a mentor, someone that can train an appraiser? Yep. And as Ryan said, check out your state licensing board to make sure they have those credentials.
Absolutely.
Ryan, man, I can't thank you enough for being here. It's nice to hear somebody from an AMC that is looking out for appraisers and trying to help them get through this time.
Absolutely. We've got another big thing coming. Maybe you can have me on again. I can't talk about it yet, but it's going to have to do with green appraisals. It's going to be massive. It's going to help appraisers get busy again, even with high interest rates. We'll talk about that maybe next time.
I love the teaser. Jim, do we have anything else we need to cover today?
No, I think we've covered everything.
In which case, for Jim Morrison and Ryan Riveras, I'm Hal Humphreys, and that's your Appraisal Buzz.